Good morning, tangerines. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
Gents.
Thank you very much, Daniel. That man right there who said gents is Danny. I am Jason. Together we are the tan gents. And together we are all tangerines. And the more I think about it, Danny, the more it makes no sense. But the more we're going to go with it.
No, I like it. And you know what I do on my mornings routine? Well, I buy some mandarins and tangerines, and then I cut them in half, and I put the juice in a cup, and it will come cold water.
That sounds good.
It sounds good.
What's your favorite type of orange? Citrus.
Orange citrus?
Citrus. What's your favorite type of citrus?
Tangerines. Tangerines. I mean, I wouldn't mind a good, you know, orange juice.
You know what?
Orange juice. Or lime, lime lemonade. Oh,
you like lemonade?
Oh, yeah. The problem is they put too much sugar sometimes.
Yeah. I went to a Thai restaurant where they had a Thai Arnold Palmer. So instead of raspberry iced tea, it's a Thai tea mixed with lemonade. It tasted like tamarindo.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
It's pretty good. It was. That place is really good.
What? You know what else I like? I recently had, remember we had the Jusu?
Where? From where?
Oh, fudge. I think I had it somewhere, but I forgot where I had the Jusu drink.
I think it might have been it might have been the place we went to on my birthday. I think you had a Jusu drink there. Jade Rabbit or something like that.
It was really good.
Yuzu's a good... Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yuzu's a good option for that citrus. Yuzu's really coming onto the scene.
It is. Yeah. You know what's coming onto the scene? Koreans.
Koreans have been in the scene for a couple years now, but you're right. Like, they are hitting it.
Now people, instead of going to traveling to Japan, now people are traveling to Korea.
Which, I mean, they should. Yeah. Delicious food all around.
I will say I still love my Japanese food. My ramen is one of my favorite foods. But Korea, last couple of weeks ago, Denise and I ordered some Korean food.
What'd you get?
Bulgogi, we got the kimchi soup, tofu kimchi soup. I don't know what's it called. I don't know the name of it. And what else? Did I say bulgogi? I think of something else. And then we set up on the table and we were just eating, you know, it was fucking delicious.
Not that I wasn't listening to Francisco over here says, where has Danny been? The question is, where have we both been? And then he says, le falta mundo. And I got to be honest, I don't know what that means.
That I need to travel more.
Gotcha, that makes sense. I think if I would have broken up the words, I would have figured it out. But, you know, the spotlight's right on me. So it puts adds pressure. You got to go to Korea, Danny. Don't go to Japan again.
The next trip is Italy.
Remember? I thought it wasn't. We'll talk about this off. We're not going to fight right now. We're not going to do this again.
The kids are going to see
us fighting, and it's going to be a whole thing.
The next big trip is going to be Italy. You said this already, so. Italia. Well, plus, we already have an interpreter already.
We do. She's great. She's great. She's honestly, it's going to be great going with her. I saw a video. You know what? I'm not going to go off that rabbit hole. Yeah. In case you're wondering.
Oh, sorry, Jason. I just cut you off. I was going to say something, but you cut it off.
No, please go.
Did I see if you saw the Gladiator 2, they do a collab with Airbnb. So they have this set up, the Colosseum, for anybody to go in for free. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a number of people. They have like an event there for Gladiator 2, the movie that's coming out. So doing like an event for that movie.
There's no way the Italians are happy about that, right? Like, Europe, I don't think, is happy with Airbnbs in general.
No, but, hey.
Sounds cool.
People are using it. People are doing it, though.
At what point do you stop touching that type of, like, history like that? You know?
Look.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones. It's one of my favorite movies, all right?
Which one?
The first three.
Oh, okay. All of them. Gotcha.
The first three.
Yeah, no. Right. All three. Okay, gotcha. Don't get mad at me.
All of three. What do you mean? Five.
Because I said which one, and then you said the first three. So I was like, oh, your favorite is all the three of them.
The original trilogy. Please. Because don't give me that young Indiana Jones movie. That's all right. Okay, and I'm excited for the game that's coming out pretty soon, which
game looks,
looks
fun.
Pretty great.
Looks fun.
All right.
That one, anyways, Destiny was pretty fun. Second half.
It was
second
fun.
Half was
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. Yes. Anyways, Indiana Jones. Well, what did he do? He will get the items, and then put them in style in a place.
This belongs in a museum.
In a museum. He never put them in a museum.
Hmm. I think
he always put them in a crate, and it, somehow it got to the government, and the government was the one taking care of it.
I don't. Well, at that time, you had to trust the American government, Danny. They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out.
So,
that was the point. I mean, those movies are American propaganda, if you think about it.
That's, hey, we all love it.
Sorry.
Jason, you and I are Americans, all right? Start proving. Don't forget your MAGA hat.
Oh, wow. We don't have to go down that rabbit hole, Danny. We're not going to. I was about to get started. I'm not going to. Because the vibes are good, Danny. The vibes are good. The vibes are vibing, as I say. This has been one of the best start of the sports season for me, Danny, personally. I want you
Can
to
I
know
see
that.
That?
Cavaliers, 14-0 start of the season. Best start of Cavaliers history. And it's been beautiful watching them, Danny.
What's going on?
New coach. It's kind of crazy that how it okay. I could easily start rambling for
okay,
the next
okay, okay, okay.
half hour
three,
or more, but
3 minutes. 3 minutes.
No, don't even give me 3 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes.
I'm just gonna say it's really crazy how people were criticizing the Cavaliers for running it back. They didn't make any big acquisitions. They just re-signed players from last season. Basically the whole team is the same team, except we got a new coach. We got a new coach, and he changed everything. Kenny Atkinson. He made such a big difference. Ball movement impeccable. Knicks versus Cavs Eastern Conference Finals. Probably not. Knicks will finish a little higher. Oh well, actually no. Anyways, great team. I'm super happy watching them, Danny. This is it's too good to be true. It's gonna die down. It's gonna die down eventually. I want
You're
to go off
happy.
Cavalier, though.
Yeah. Look at it with the this hat and everything.
This is a custom jersey that Brian and Steven actually got me. It's a 94 year I was born. Back says Hot Fried J.
Look at that.
Back says Hot Fried J. Cavaliers hat. This is the best time to be a Cavaliers fan ever, aside from the year we won the championship. But
hey, great start. Hopefully they finish well,
Hopefully they do. Barcelona has been the best they've been in the past like five, 6 years. They destroyed.
Was it like 2 weeks
Madrid.
Ago? Yeah, they destroyed Real Madrid.
They beat,
destroyed.
They destroyed them, and they destroyed Bayern Munich 4-1 that same week.
4-1, yeah, yeah. What's going on there?
I don't know. It's gotta be. I should go play the lotto. I was playing TCG Pokemon. First, like three packs. I packed Mewtwo.
Jason. You've been, what the fuck? I'm like seeing you cars and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So what? Are you going to start? This is the start of your new year.
It's November.
I think you're going to have to either go get the lottery ticket and go get some Pokemon cards. Just start.
I'm not going to do Pokemon cards.
Okay, hold up. Before you say no, okay. There's some Pokemon cards that are coming out in a Target for $20, all right? If you can't, on the 21st, get yourself one and just try your luck. You might pull out something that's over $300 and just sell it.
Pokemon cards are one of the biggest scams along with the lottery I've ever seen, Danny. I gotta say it. And I hope Pucker, you're still in here because this is just a crazy scam. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe how much people spend on it. And then they don't get anything. It's really heartbreaking, is what it actually is. Javier, my brother, went to Frankincense. They got themselves a couple packs or boxes, whatever you call it.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And we opened one up at my brother's house. He got shit out of it. They got nothing. Yeah, nothing. It's part of my language.
Oh, that's why you gotta buy like 17 of those.
It was heartbreaking, and doing that was already enough for me to be like, nah, I'm not gonna do it. You're basically gonna break even from how many you buy and how many you actually get. It's breaking even. It's no point. That's neither here nor there. We're going to switch the topic again because Leo over here said, did you guys watch Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul?
I barely saw it. Like I said, I was at work, so.
I did watch it, Danny. I watched actually the entire card. We were out there watching it with the family a little bit, not fully paying attention, but that was that shit was lame. It's part of my language again.
But the other fights were apparently they were pretty entertaining.
The women fight, the female boxers were was
Yeah.
very entertaining. That one was good.
And
Those
controversial.
ladies, oh, she got headbutt. She's looking like a ram
Yeah.
out there, headbutting every time.
Yeah.
That was entertaining, but that Mike Tyson Jake Paul. I mean, I don't even know. It's exactly what I think most people were expecting, but didn't want to accept, because it's a 58-year-old man.
It's the 50-year-old man. What the fuck is it? What is it?
He was
Okay.
tripping on his own legs, like he couldn't stabilize himself.
Yeah, dude. The body at that point can do so much. I mean, he's really fit for his age, though.
Javier here says Jake admitted that he didn't want to get Mike Tyson at the end. It was a showcase from the beginning. Horrible fight. Yeah, it was. It was. They had us believing this is. I mean, it just perpetuates more of what we knew Jake Paul. Boxing matches were just money grabs.
It's funny, the only time that he lost was with a real boxer. It was a couple of years ago or something like that, if I remember.
I mean, real boxer, both amateur boxers, right?
Yeah.
Leo says it was
I mean.
scripted. I don't even know if it was scripted, honestly. It was scripted enough to say that they're not going to knock each other out.
No.
Like, that was never the plan, as much as they wanted to say it was. I think Jay versus Danny would be a better show. Ho
No, we just end up kissing.
Could wrestle if you want.
Oh yeah, that too.
Could wrestle.
Oh, we can put Jello in that fight in
Ooh,
Jello.
either Jello or mud.
Or mud,
Yeah, mud wrestling in a pool, in a little kiddie pool.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Sign it up. All right. So, if you don't remember, everybody, 10,000 followers or subscribers on YouTube, I'm getting an ear pierced, right?
You get an ear pierce.
100,000, I'm getting tattoo. No, 100,000, Danny's getting tattoo.
Yeah.
200,000, I'm getting tattoo. 500,000, Danny and I mud wrestle in a kiddie pool.
Oh, okay. All
Yeah?
right.
500,000 subscribers. We're doing it.
Imagine this goes viral. As
I'll
you
do it.
chase it with the earrings.
I'll take off the earrings during the mud wrestling.
Oh no, yeah, for sure. No, you can't take it off, actually.
No, I don't want you pulling on it, Danny. That's a nightmare. It's...
No. I know, but you're not supposed to take out your earrings after a couple weeks
Oh, I
because it's
see your
healing.
point. I mean, we'll
Yeah, it's
plan it
fine.
out. We'll plan it out one day where I can take it off.
Yeah,
I'm gifting life savings. I don't think you can make 500,000. I mean, how many subscribers do we have? About 20 something. So you'll need to come up with about
thousand.
499. Well, whatever.
Subscribers.
Yeah. What? 499. 499. Whatever. Can't think right now. So all right, there you go. There we have it. 500,000. Who knows how to buy bots for a YouTube channel? Do you still get paid for that? If they're bots? That's not a thing, is it?
Yeah, for a moment it was. I mean, that's what those Instagram X or Twitter, they use bots. They buy bots so like viewers so they can grow their channel and see like, oh, because people will tend to go to somebody who has a lot of views, so
Yeah, I'm smiling over here, Danny, because I'm picturing us preparing. Well, I mean, it'll be just like the Tyson versus Paul fight, right? Where it's big old clips of us training for it, and then once the fight comes down, we're gonna be little cowards who don't know how to actually wrestle. It's gonna be fun. It'll be fun when it eventually happens.
oh, Jason. Which is gonna get like, Jason.
I try to get you. There you go. Let's do it. I'm down.
I'm down. Write it down from, yeah, let's do
I'm writing this
it.
down to my notes, okay?
We have, we have, we like to do our challenge. Sorry, you were saying?
It's okay. No, go ahead.
Oh, we're doing a challenge. And we already got drunk in this channel. If people didn't see those, but we already got drunk.
We're not going to back down from this. You guys are going to slap each
No.
other, not punch. That's correct. That's 100% correct. We're going to slap each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't. Danny, I don't make promises I can't keep. I want you to know that. So when I say I promise that will happen, it will. If we get 500,000 subscribers.
Yeah, I get you.
I will do it.
We'll record yourself. We'll make a video, a YouTube video about it.
Yeah.
It'll me getting a tattoo. I don't know what tattoo, though.
You remember, we're getting each other's face.
Oh, that's true. From the... Yes, yes. Forgot about it. From your drawings.
Logo. A little more, obviously, professional look of the...
Jason, I love that look. What are you talking about?
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate that.
And you get in the ear pierce, and you're wearing ear pierce, and then people are like, whoa, Jason, there's something new about you, but I don't know what it is.
I want to get, like, the Michael Jordan, George Michael type of earring with the hanging. It was in a couple years ago for a little bit, but I want to bring it back. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's, like, the little cross hanging.
Oh, it's still in right now.
Is it? People are still doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to do it anymore. Jason, Tyson showed his butt on TV. Does that mean we will get to see Jason's butt?
There's nothing there. We're the ones with Russell's.
I've been working out. I've been working out. I got a little more lift. I got a little bit more lift. I got something to show now.
You do?
Yeah. I got something to show.
Damn, I need to work on because it's just flat for me. It's just. Then he's like, where's your butt?
Where does it start? It's your back. You just got a long back.
She's like, that's my back. Well, I don't know where it's at.
That's a good point. You got to start doing squats, eh?
That, you know why you're right?
I can't promise that I'll show my butt. I don't know if I'm down for that. It depends. Maybe you'll get
my just seat. Hairy. People don't want to see my butt. It's just too hairy.
We don't have to talk about your butt, Danny.
No.
Prefer if we didn't, actually.
You know what I did, Jason, recently?
What'd you do?
I entered this I think it was a promotional sweepstake where for the Focus Studio for the movie Nosferatu.
Oh, you did the AMC sweepstakes.
I don't think it was AMC. It was just from the studio itself where they give you like around $2,000 to stay somewhere and then be in the movie premiere. With somebody else and then just go, you know, on the red carpet or whatever.
Where is it at?
In California.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. You ever win one of those sweepstakes before?
No.
Yeah, me neither. No, Jason. Maybe I should start doing it, though. It's been a good year for me. Why are
you going
to join? I don't know. I just don't believe in myself to win that sort of thing.
100 shots are missed if you don't miss it all the time.
100 shots are missed if you don't miss it every time. That's true. I never thought about it that way, Danny.
Isn't that the saying? Oh, it's a different saying. That's just my own saying, right?
No, you got it right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you got it.
100 shots are missed if you don't miss it all the time.
Exactly. No, I agree. You're 100% yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though, is I used to believe that the sweepstakes were kind of... sweepstakes in general were kind of BS. Like, I didn't really believe that they happened. But now in my line of work, where I'm doing sweepstakes, and I see people actually winning stuff, I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't sign up for sweepstakes because they think, like me. Because they're like, I'm not going to win. So a lot of people don't sign up.
See?
You know what? I should stop. You know what? I'm going to stop saying that. Sweepstakes are all BS, Danny. As somebody in this line of work, we don't actually choose winners.
What do you choose?
Danny, I'm just kidding. So that people don't sign up. So I have more of a chance to win.
Gotcha. Oh, I get it.
Diana here says, I think Danny might be the voice of our generation, actually. You know what? 100% shots you don't take, you miss. You miss, you don't want to miss. So, yeah, I think you're right, Diana.
No, 100, you make 100 shots, and then the other shots, you might miss or not. Is that what I mean, I think?
Shots you miss, the other 100 shots you don't make?
Yeah.
So, 100 shots you miss, 100 shots you don't make?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. I'm just writing this down, because eventually, in the future, they're going to want to give credit to that. That beautiful saying.
Oh, like the one I'm saying, if I'm lying, I'm dying.
No, but it, no, if I'm lying, I'm trying not
that,
to.
That, yeah, but that, yeah, if I'm lying, I'm trying not to.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Am I?
I don't know. Not to. If we're being honest here, Danny, I don't know if you're trying not to sometimes. I feel like sometimes you're trying to lie, but acting like you're trying not to lie.
No, Jason, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough, Jason.
Good enough what? Liar?
Yeah, no. No.
The thing is, the problem with you, Danny, is that everyone just knows you to be a liar.
You know what? And that was the case.
Yeah, I wonder who started that, huh?
Nah, I don't know what happened one day. I'm not going to bring those memories back, Jason, because people really believe you and they don't believe me. And I'm like, what? It's the whole OG Simpson situation again.
If the glove don't fit?
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't do this, Danny. I think what happened is that you have a very innocent way of speaking. You have a very innocent aura to you. And I think people forgive your lies because of the innocence. So when I started bringing it up with people, they started to, I think it opened up their eyes like, oh, wow. You're right. Danny does lie about a lot of little things. So it's not exactly my fault. People, you just started catching. You just started getting caught. Or the voice of a generation. You guys should be both a podcast and a vlogger. You want to get into vlogging, Danny?
Nah.
If I'm lying, I'm dying. Leonardo da Vinci, 1600 BC. Wait, I don't think that's when Leonardo da Vinci was alive. Before Christ. Do they still call it Before Christ? That's not a thing anymore, is it?
No, not a thing no more. I think they use, but it's something before something.
Trump will bring Before Christ back. Don't worry about that. He'll bring it back.
I was fine before Christ because that for me, I understood, but I get it.
But what about the one you know what?
Yeah, exactly. No. I know. I get it. That's what I said. I get it. That's okay. It for me.
I just, I feel like you want to rev me up, Danny. I'm not going to get revved up.
No.
It's good vibes only.
It's good vibes, Jason. We haven't talked for a while. I didn't even tell you what I've been playing. One of my favorite games now for this generation now.
A TCG Pokemon?
No.
Okay. What have you been playing?
No, I'm kidding.
I like how we're all
Cyberpunk, Jason.
We'll get to Cyberpunk. But yeah. I like how in our group chat, it's just a bunch of... it's mainly Pokemon TCG, and then Danny pops in with his Pokemon.
Because they're not getting shinies. I know they're not getting shinies. I still play Pokemon Go.
Still playing too, but right now TCG is the thing. Yeah, so you got back into Cyberpunk, huh?
Jason, okay. You know my history with Cyberpunk.
Yes.
If people don't know, Cyberpunk is a game. It's a role-playing game. It's an FPS role-playing game, okay? It's really fun, immersive. It's like GTA first person, okay? In the futuristic settings. I was so excited. You remember how excited I was when they came out.
I mean,
I had my own shrine right there.
You got your Cyberpunk shrine.
I had my shrine there.
You were buying Rockstars or whatever it was, trying to collect the cans.
I never drink Rockstars. I just collect them. Trying to get the car, which I saw going towards work one day.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. Anyways, I tried it, but my PC couldn't handle it, so it didn't look good. It wasn't like, this doesn't look good. It does, and it also had a bunch of problems at the beginning. I bought it on the PS5.
There you go.
I got it. Jason, I should have done this way earlier because amazing. That game, Jason, I swear to God, if you played Red Dead, right?
Of course.
You play GTA. Yes. It's as immersive as those games and even more.
To be fair, you never played the GTA 5 story mode.
I get it. No, I haven't played it, so I played it pretty soon. But the immersive of this game, Jason, and how good it looks on the PS5, I'm like, I was surprised how good it looks. Oh, shit.
Danny, how long have I been telling you? PC's overrated. PC's trash.
I know, Jason. I know.
Like, you should have been more on top of that. PC's trash.
I get it. But it took people, but I'm just saying, Cyberpunk, people say, oh, it's just a game. Man, it's not just a game, man.
It's life.
Jason, you can get, you know how you can get romance, right?
I understand romance, yes, I think so.
Okay. You get to choose a woman that you want to romance.
Or a
Not
man.
like, or man. I don't think there's many
Or a
men's.
robot.
There's a robot
There
though.
we go. There we go.
So yeah, but you start texting. So like, if you when you get to a point, you start texting them. Like if you were like, "Hey, I'll be waiting you in the apartment." He starts chatting. And how was your weekend? How was your day? Like stuff like that. It gets to a point where I'm like, "The hell?" And then
Borderline emotional cheating.
yeah, we talk about that. Yeah, but that's a character. That's not me. That's V. Anyways, and you do. There's a mission, Jason. There's a mission. I don't want to spoil too much about this.
This
This is the
game's
last
like
thing.
six years old. I think you could spoil.
Okay. Okay, there's a mission, Jason, where this is a reformed prisoner who contacts you. No, there's this guy who gives you a job to go kill this person. Then you go and you meet with the guy who's trying to kill this person. You try to help him out to kill it, right? And because he's being transported by a police officer. And then the guy tells him, like, I want to kill him because this fucker killed my wife. All right. You go help him out, try to kill the guy. And then there's a shootout, and then the guy ends up killing the police officer, ends up killing the guy who hired you to kill the prisoner. But then you start the prisoner comes out of the car and he's like, hey, I don't want to kill you. I don't know why he killed him, but he would start shooting. But I do not want to kill nobody. And he's like, you're V, right? He's like, yeah. Anyways, he's like, look, I'm a reformed prisoner. I'm trying to be all nice and good and this and that. All right, Jason. So in the game, you can do this thing where you can experience like a VR. You can experience the people's life, last moments of life. So you put this thing in, like it's like a VR, and then you get to be experienced. You like pretend like your body thinks that you're the person who's about to die. So you experience the way they die or like the last moments of life, pretty much. So this guy is pretty much going to the houses. You go with him. He's like, okay, do you decide to go with him? Because he's trying to say sorry to all the people that he killed. And you go with him, and you go to this lady who like, hey, I'm sorry for I killed your brother. And you go to this person, look, I'm sorry I did this. Even if people, because the whole point of him is pretty much crucifying himself on live on the studio. So the way they can record it and people can actually experience the crucifixion, because he feels like he did wrong and he needs to kill himself, but he needs to do it in a way where people would be like, okay, let's change the way we think. Jason, there's a moment where you start doing, putting nails on his hands.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. You can stop him from doing that though.
Oh, you
There's
can.
other You can, but I
What'd
just
you
keep
do?
going.
Oh, okay. You kept nailing him.
I was just like, yeah. It's emotional mi side mission that I was like not expecting. I was like, what the fuck? It's really good, Jason.
Sounds like it's cool. I mean, everyone says they got really good after the updates and
Oh,
what's it's been
yes.
a lot better since the initial release.
The update with what's his name? The actor? Yeah,
Keanu Reeves.
no, not Keanu, not Keanu Reeves, the other one. The guy from
Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, I don't, is it Marshall? No, it's not Marshall Lee.
He seems like he'd fit in that universe, though.
No, it's the oh God, from Suicide Squad 2, the main guy.
Suicide Squad 2. John Cena.
No, the black guy. The black actor.
Nah, I don't know.
Oh God, what's his name? He's been so many movies.
Morpheus.
No. Jason, Suicide Squad 2. You remember Suicide 2?
Two?
Yes.
They made a second one?
What the f
Oh, Idris Elba.
Yeah, Idris Elba. You wait,
Shout out to
Jason, hold
Javier.
up. We haven't talked about this?
About what?
You haven't seen Suicide Squad 2?
I know what you're talking about. I thought you meant they made a sequel. My brain was stupid. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I
it's
get you.
okay. Well,
I get you.
anyways,
It's
the game turns into another fucking game where you're like a freaking spy agent.
Javier, you almost spelled it right. I gotcha. Uh-huh.
Okay,
Sorry.
I ramble too much. I'm in love with this game. Okay, it's just
it turned out to be what you wanted.
Yeah. Oh, Jason, it turned out to be. And thank for my PS5, because if it wasn't for the PS5, I would not be able to play it.
Shout out PS5s.
Unless I had to spend like $3,000 on a new PC.
Everyone, if your PC is not running well, grab it, throw it into a pool, or just grab a hammer and smash it. It's worthless. Technically, it's worthless after about 2 years, Danny, because then everything else starts updating. The graphics cards get better. It's a bunch of bullshit. Leo over... Sorry for my language. I apologize, Leo. Leo over here says, you guys did a Halloween tier list. Are you going to do a Christmas one?
I don't watch that many holiday movies, but we can do a quick one if it wants like what we think is like Christmas.
Christmas movies.
Yeah, I can go first, Jason. I know a Christmas movie that I like to watch.
If we're gonna do it, we gotta do it. We gotta give it the same treatment. I think you want something a little more similar to how we did the Halloween.
Okay, we can.
Yeah, we could do a quick one-off episode of Christmas movies. Christmas movies don't hit me, I guess, as much as I think other people. I think other people love Christmas movies. I like Christmas movies fine, but
I know because they're bad.
No, I think you're thinking like the Hallmark ones.
Those are bad. Denise is a person who knows Christmas movies. She does know Christmas movies. She has a list of movies that she goes through when Christmas time is happening.
Terrifier 3? That's a Christmas movie.
Oh, I need to watch that one, Jason, still. I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it?
No, I need to watch it. But that's
pretty fucked up. They kill kids. It's really fucked up.
That's really fucked up.
It's really fucked up. It got to a point where I was just laughing. Because it's like that type of ridiculous where it's just funny. It was just like, what's wrong with them? What do you think is wrong with them? The people who write these things.
It's not just wrong. It's wrong with us because they're trying to please us. And now we're just so desensitized about killing culture and like people dying because it's just all over social media. It's so easily that people just get used to it.
Yeah, we were at Frankenstein's. Javier was there. Shout out to Javier in the chat. Mm-hmm. We were at Frankenstein's. There was a little girl about 8 years old maybe wearing a Terrifier 2 shirt. And I told Javier, I really hope she's never seen that movie. I really do.
Too late. Too late. Where'd she get the shirt, though?
Where did she get the shirt? Probably there. They have a lot of t-shirts there.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't ask the little girl where she got her t-shirt, Danny.
We need the Adam Sandler movies back.
No, we don't.
We need those Christmas movies back.
Did he make a Christmas movie?
He has made Christmas movies.
Huh. Mr. That's Deeds? In the chat. Is Mr. Deeds a Christmas movie? I feel like they were... I have like three different versions of you here, Danny. I don't know which one to look at. Sorry.
Am I doing the music? Like, boo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and then somebody else does doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
I guess technically, but I only hear you one audio.
Sorry.
No, it's fine, Danny. You don't have to apologize. What else have you been up to? Aside from Cyberpunk.
And that's it. I think I've just been playing Call of Duty.
Really?
Just a little bit. I haven't had time this week to play Diablo. But Call of Duty, yeah. I'll be having fun with Call of Duty.
You watching Dandadan?
Oh, yeah. Wait. Are you watching Dandadan?
Duh.
I haven't seen the latest episode, but what was
Oh, my God. Heartbreaking.
Jason, you just...
That was a heartbreaker.
Jason...
It was,
what do you like about that then?
What do I like about it? The art style is actually really cool. There's a lot of really cool...
Okay, okay. The transition. Besides the art style.
It's a pretty interesting story.
What is it about?
Like the whole thing? Well, it's about the guy and the girl. The girl's like, this is real. And then he's like, no, it's not. This is real. And then she was like, whatever. No, this fake. And then turns out both worlds are real. So that's like a crazy, thing going on where some sort of, I forget what it's called, but you know, they both got flipped into each other's worlds.
No,
yes.
No. It's about aliens and ghosts,
Okay,
but
okay. And what does the girl believe in?
you tell me.
She believes in the ghosts, and he believes in the aliens. And then he's like, aliens are real. And she's like, no, they're not. Ghosts are real. And he's like, no, they're not. And then they're both real, Danny.
Okay, what
Don't give
happened
me
in
that.
episode three?
Was that the one? Does Die Hard count? Yes, Die Hard counts as a Christmas movie. Episode three was the one where, I think that was the one where they figure out. I think that was the one with
Okay, how about
the
this,
big
Jason?
mom. The big mom thing comes over and bites them all.
So
What?
you've been watching it.
How else would I know this, Danny?
Okay, are you gonna watch Attack on Titan?
I already watched Attack on Titan. You know
The
this.
last
No, I'm not gonna watch Attack
episode.
on Titan. I don't like what they did. Anime, change your
Well,
format. You're stupid. I hate the format that they're doing things. You can't tell me it's the final season, and I probably already did this ramble before. You can't tell me it's the final season, and then you come out with final season part one, final season part two, final season part three. That's stupid. It just irritated me, Danny. It's stupid.
So
It's
the
more of a
movie's
money
coming
grab than
out.
Tyson and Paul.
Yeah, it is. It is. The movie's coming out on theaters, right? But they're already come out in Japan. And then the last scene, that supposedly that Eren, which and Eren and
Eren Jaeger.
Eren and what's his name? Sasha? No, not Sasha. That's the girl. Oh God, I forgot the names already. But anyway, the three friends, they were just in the movie theater watching the supposedly Attack on Titan, and they come out of the movie theater, and Levi, it's just a janitor cleaning toilets.
Hey, Crazy Nights.
And people are like, what?
So they're teasing a movie.
No, the movie already came out, but that was just like the
Oh.
post end credit scene, the end credit scene.
There was a movie?
There's a movie coming out, yeah.
Danny, I gotta be real with you. I don't watch Dan to Dan. I watched that one
I
episode
know.
with my brother, and he explained a little bit about it. And I was like, that's pretty interesting, and the art style is actually really cool. But it just does so much of that thing. I think there's an example in that episode where
Jason.
they're like, oh no, I gotta go get this because this is gonna happen. I'm like, I know. I'm watching it. Why are you explaining to me I'm watching it? And don't give me that they make these shows for kids. The kids aren't watching this anymore.
This
These
show
are
is
all
not for
grown
kids.
men.
This is not, this is
So
definitely not for
freaking
kids.
treating me.
This is not for Leo. Yet.
Leo's a big boy. I don't. I saw what happened. Why is she explaining to me what happened, Danny? I don't need that.
They said that's how animes are. You just have to live with it.
I'm not going to, so I'm not gonna watch it. But I did hear this last episode was really sad. It looks cool, Danny. I gotta be honest with you. If it wasn't an anime, I would probably really be really interested in this the theme and the story. But alas, I won't put up with it.
There's an anime that's coming out, and they're making it right now. But there's popular manga. That is called Kaburachi. It's pretty much is John Wick.
Oh, I know it.
Jason, start saying you know because you do not even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Kaburachi.
All right, so that one you might like it, but they still do the little anime things, okay? There's still adult animes. The new Gundam movie on Netflix is pretty good.
Don't even
If
get me
it's not
started on
anime.
Gundam. Are you gonna show off these cool ass Gundam mechs, and then they fight for 5 seconds in an
You're
episode?
right.
It's just
You're
like Dragon
right.
Ball Z. Dragon Ball
No.
Z, they just
No,
look at
no,
each other
no,
from across the sky, and they're over there yelling at each other for 30 minutes. Next episode, 15 minutes of screaming at each other. The last 5 minutes, they actually fight for a little bit. Get out of here.
Well,
Say
yeah, the
Gundams,
show will
Dragon
be
Ball
done.
Zs. Get out of here.
Look, Jason, that's fine, but don't fight with me, okay? Don't fight with the nerds, with the otakus, I mean, sorry.
I'm coming after the wrong people. I'm
Yeah, you're
coming after
coming
the
with the wrong
wrong
people.
people right
Okay.
now.
Does you remember Anime Expo?
What about it?
Does you remember?
I remember Anime Expo. What about it?
All those people,
They're
they're kicking butt.
crazier now than before, too. I'm just kidding. I honestly, you like, I don't. It's just not for me. I'm not like
No,
it's
Jason,
just not my.
no.
It's not just. It's just not for me. I sometimes I do wish it was like how I wish I was into Funko Pops more because there's so much
Oh,
of it.
fuck
Like,
that. Fuck that.
no,
No.
but what I'm saying is like there's so much of it that it's like,
Yeah,
oh, you can never get bored of this hobby because there's so much of it. Since there's so much anime, you can never get bored of it. But I just can't get into it.
There's so much. There's so much now. It's like saturation of how many... Everything. Yeah. Shows. Freaking anime. Cheats. Movies that, like, you know... Well, the Marvel movies that are coming out are pretty good. I'm excited for those.
Agatha All Along was okay. It was good. Yeah, I liked it. It was good. No! You didn't like the show? Really, why?
It was boring, Jason.
Wow.
Except the last... I'm like, okay, I know they're doing this. I'm like, okay, they're introducing this. It's just... No.
It's sexist of you, Danny.
How? I just didn't like it.
Okay. Yeah.
It was boring.
Sure. You just probably just find women what talking.
What was fun about it?
What was that? You cut off a little bit.
Yeah, what was fun about it?
I liked the mystery of, like, what's going on down there. It was, the characters were interesting. Their dynamic was interesting. I enjoyed it. They were fun. It was fun back and forth. The second to last episode was a fun little twist.
I did enjoy the end of it, but overall, I was just like.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was a good show with, I thought it was fun that it was so different as well. Then they talk about Vision, and then I'm like, ugh, why are you bringing up Vision right now? Like, no, nobody knows what happened.
That's the whole point.
But other than that, like, it was good. I just didn't like that, because it was like, where's Vision now? He's a bunch of pieces. Okay, you're just going to bring that up all willy-nilly? Like, it doesn't really matter? It's interesting. But it's whatever. 6.5. Wow, that's pretty low. I don't remember what I gave it.
Don't worry. Invasion was a 6.8.
This was not worse than Secret Invasion, Danny. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay. I give it that.
Don't do that.
It was better. Okay.
Danny. 6.4. Don't do that. Secret Invasion was trash.
It was really trash. I mean, goddamn. I was like, who's writing this shit?
Don't do that. Don't. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. I did like Agatha All Along.
Like I said, better. The ending was better than...
The whole thing was better than Secret Invasion, Danny.
The Secret Invasion. Not everything. There was some... I just like action scenes. I don't like to fall asleep and just watching about people arguing. And on a show about Marvel heroes.
Or it's villains. Not really about Marvel heroes.
Villains. I just... Look, Jason. Hopefully all these new shows are coming out. Hopefully Ironheart will be a little bit better. I doubt it, because it just looks the same.
Why?
Because
it's more women centric.
No, it's because it looks like the same routine.
Please.
You keep mentioning this stuff. I didn't even mention it.
Well, it just so happens that I don't know if Ironheart's going to be a show or movie, but two of these are very women centric, and then the one you want has a lot more men. I'm guessing you were talking about Thunderbolts that you're excited for. And what, Captain America? Okay. Male-based, male-centric.
Are you kidding me? They're introducing Bobby, the Sentry?
Captain America looks lame. And I'm not just saying that. It looks lame. I'm like not excited for this at all. I just don't care for it.
Jason, we'll see.
You know I'm a Captain America guy.
Jason,
I am.
But that's not our captain, remember? Remember when people say that's not, you're not my captain?
He's my captain, though.
He's not my captain yet.
He got it past the line.
He didn't earn it.
Nah. He earned it when Steve Rogers was like, you're the Captain America now.
He earned it. I guess he said that.
I don't know what he said.
He took the serum?
I think he did. I think they show his super strength. No. How does he have super strength?
I think that was his armor. Remember, it went to like kind of like Tony Hawk.
No, because
he has an armor.
Remember when they're in the trailer where he throws the table
and it looked like it was just a monitor? Javier, can you check?
Please, producers, double check that scene in the trailer where he throws a table and he throws it really strong and it looks super strong.
Also stopping Red Hulk, which by the way, okay. Harrison Ford doing okay, hold on.
I'm gonna rescind my statement real quick, Danny. I don't think it looks lame. I think Thunderbolts, I'm not excited for that one. Because it looks like they're trying really hard to be like a Suicide Squad. I'm not super excited about Thunderbolts. It looks like it's going to be fine. It looks like it has a lot of potential to fail, like the Phase 4 or whatever it was of Marvel.
Yeah.
Captain America looks pretty cool. I'll say that.
I just wanted to action, it's gonna fail. Jason. I just wanted to action.
Get off your high horse.
Danny. I just want... That's what I hope. I watch these movies for the action. Best action movies scenes that I have seen for him is going to be... It has been Captain America... Which one was it? Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. That's one of the best fight scenes right there. When Captain America is, you know, being chased by... No, he's chasing Bucky. And they're fighting.
What about in Mortal Kombat? Two.
Oh shit.
That's it.
Mortal Kombat 2. Okay.
The movie. The live action.
Yeah. Movie. I don't remember them. I know the
Reptile.
Reptile.
Reptile versus Liu Kang.
It's no. I mean the first one, yeah, I can tell you the first one. That was a good movie. Mm-hmm. Fights is right there. Have you seen Steve Seagal fighting?
No.
Now?
No.
Oh Jason.
No.
He was fighting in a chair because he was too—he's too fat to stand up. There's a scene.
I heard he's not a good guy, so I'm glad.
No, he's not. He's not. But there's a scene where he's just fighting in a chair. He's just like going around shooting.
That could be cool. You know what? Fuck Steven Seagal. But I bet you if that scene was in John Wick, people would be crazy about it. I'm over here attacking the wrong people, man. I'm over here. I gotta slow down there. Jason, John Wick overrated. John Wick is overrated. John Wick movies are overrated.
This week, we're done. This is happy. Thank you guys for listening. I don't know what you do. But no, Jason, John Wick is overrated. Okay, all right, you know. What else are we going to talk about, Jason? Let's just move on. Movies are already dead. Games are right. Politics, we're not going to touch politics.
We're not touching politics. We're not
going to touch politics. We're not going to touch that right now.
We're not going to touch this.
The country's healing. No. So we'll see.
Healing? No, we're not going to talk about that. I watched...
How you watch, Jason? What have you been doing?
Been watching stuff. I watched Heretic the other night.
Oh, how was it?
It was good. Okay. I watched... John Wick is overrated, Danny. I think somebody has to say it. I think somebody has to say it, and I'm brave enough to be the one to say it.
If John Wick was overrated, it would not be as popular as it is, and it wouldn't be as good as it is.
Who is it popular with, Danny? What demographic?
It doesn't matter demographic.
Fucking wannabe high testosterone men.
Isn't that? That's what it is. Wannabe. Okay, how about this? Do you like Die Hard? Who likes
Die Hard? I don't really care for Die Hard. I don't really care for Die Hard.
What about Batman?
Batman's cool.
Okay. What about that only for men?
What? No.
Okay.
What's your point?
Jason, just because it's a male character doesn't mean they're demographic.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Jason, you're bringing politics into this conversation, right?
That's not me. I'm just talking about demographics.
Fun fact: Christopher Nolan's favorite scene that he did was the Dark Knight Rises, the opening scene.
I heard about that. Yeah. You know what? Speaking of Batman, by the way, well, I guess I kind of do believe John Wick's a bit overrated, but they're fine. They're fine movies. They're a bit overrated though, because I think people really exaggerate on.
Good action, Jason. Okay, Jason, this is the thing with
it's
you.
It's fine action.
No.
You Jason. Want good action? You watch Mission Impossible Fallout. That is high octane action.
That's amazing stunts. That's so amazing cool. stunts.
I'm not impressed by it. Keanu Reeves is cool. But I mean, I'm over your pistol. What about that stupid scene with Common where they're just shooting each other like this from across the room and nobody knows?
Oh no, that scene is bullshit.
There's this other scene, Danny. They're not that quiet. Yeah, there's another scene. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off so rudely that. There's a scene in a animated Resident Evil movie with Wesker and I think Leon, where they're just it's Chris Redfield, I think. They're just shooting at each other and they're like 2 feet away from each other, but they're missing everything and it's lame. People who are like, this is kind of stupid.
You know what?
There's a very similar scene in John Wick and people don't criticize it. And that's my point. That's it.
Just call Gung Fu, Jason.
Gung Fu.
That's Gung Fu.
Gung Fu. You want good action? Mad Max. High octane action.
This is fight, Jason. This is fighting.
Okay, I'm gonna get off this. Except for the last movie, Danny, the last one. It was fine, but that stair scene was just too long.
I thought it was cool at first.
I thought it was like, okay, this is different. I haven't seen this. This is cool. But then it just kept going and going. I was like, oh shit, man.
Like, it was just a choice how much he was working on towards the top. But
yeah. But the scene around the little loop, that was cool. That was cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. That was cool.
Yeah. The Raid too. Raid, one of the best.
Better.
The Raid, one of the best action movies.
Those two movies are better than the John Wick.
Also, Jackie Chan movies, old movies. Believe it or not.
Police Story, whatever it was called.
I never seen them.
I've seen The Raid. That's all I need. You know, speaking of Batman, though, Danny, what I watched, The Penguin. Did you watch this?
I haven't seen it yet. Listen. I've been saving it because I haven't had time to sit down and watch it. I don't want to watch it on my phone because I was watching. I watched Shogun on my phone. I kind of regret it.
You watched Shogun on your phone?
Yeah, because when I was at work.
That's not a phone. Yeah, that's not a phone.
That's why I'm like, I need to like sit down and watch it because I know they're like what, an hour long? Are their episodes 1 hour long? Yeah, exactly. And I'm excited.
It's really good, Danny.
I heard.
Matt Reeves. This guy's. He just knows. He has a vision. What he wants to do, Denny, his plan, and hopefully it happens, he wants to do shows like this for villains leading into Batman movies. So, like, Batman's getting his movies, right? Batman 2's coming out. They think it's going to be Hush, the villain, but we'll see. But he wants to do the shows to be those villain-centric shows, like The Penguin. And this Penguin... Like, you feel a little sorry for him, but what I like about it, it's like the opposite of like Marvel. One of the things with Agatha all along that I didn't like is that Agatha came out to be kind of a good person. And it would always, I don't like when they do that. Like, just what they're really scared to make villains.
Disney is the one who meddles with that, Jason. Disney.
But a lot of Marvel has been doing that. Like, they just don't put as much care for their villains as DC does.
They've been doing it though.
They've been trying, but then they do like Agatha all along and it's like, I kind of wish she was just bad person because you're a bad person or bad guy or a villain. But then Penguin comes out and then he does a lot of really, really shitty stuff, but then they kind of make you feel sorry for him because you get to learn about him a little bit. But then it's like he does really shitty things and it's like, wow, this is like another level of, I kind of don't want the main character to win, but we all know it's going to happen. And then the last episode happens, and it's like, oh man, you're a twisted person. And then, no, I was going to give a small little spoiler. It's not a spoiler, but it wouldn't have been a spoiler, but it was just a cool little thing at the very end to be like, ooh, excited for Batman 2.
The only thing about how with the Batman, Jason, is I wanted to be the real Batman. This Christopher Nolan Batman and this Batman, they're not the real Batman, in my humble opinion. The reason why is because Batman fights mythical, weird-ass people. And none of these are too grounded for me. And they're fine. I'm fine with this. But I wish in later on, Batmans, they go back to the real comic book Batmans.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Where they fight Penguin. Mm-hmm. And they fight Mr. Freeze. Is Mr. Freeze going to be there?
Dude, if they make a show with Mr. Freeze and his whole backstory with what's her name? His wife?
His wife.
That's going to be good stuff.
Poison Ivy?
I trust in Matt Reeves to make something interesting.
No, he won't do those though because they're not grounded to reality. If they are, they do like a version that, you know. I know they can do Scarecrow because Scarecrow is just toxic. He uses, you know, drugs to make his fear and stuff like that. But I'm excited for this show. I like the setting. I like Matt Reeves. Matt Reeves, you know, is one of your favorite directors.
He's great.
So, and also the story of Penguin. Look, the story of Penguin is pretty. Yeah, I think the main one is also. Remember the 1989? No, the.
How could I forget?
1982. The 92 Batman Returns.
Yes. How could I forget?
The Penguin. That yeah.
Was my favorite Batman for a long time. Catwoman.
Yeah.
Shout out to Michelle Pfeiffer. There was a statue of Frankincense of that Catwoman. Big statue.
Oh, really?
Looked really cool. Yeah, she was like laying down. It had that head. The little cat head thing.
Damn.
It was cool.
Expensive, probably.
It probably, I don't remember how much it was. I saw the price. I think it was like $3,000.
Well, that's good, Jason. Those look like the Penguin. I'm excited to watch it. I ain't going to watch it.
Shout out to Danny DeVito.
Oh. And Arnold. For Mr. Freeze, you know? And.
Who was that in that one?
The Riddler. No, but he wasn't the.
Oh, you just want to give. Okay. Yeah, we could give Arnold a shout out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have
you
an
know.
Ice day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I need to watch those movies.
So, to wrap it up, we are both in consensus. Both of us is a podcast in consensus. Here, I got written down. I don't have it. John Wick overrated.
No. It's not overrated. It's rated as it should be.
Attack on Titan overrated.
It's not overrated.
We both agree it's a stupid release.
Oh, the way they did it, yes. Okay. Because it's the studio. It's not him. It's not the main creator.
Sure.
The studio.
Dan to Dan. Really good. We both really like that.
Yeah, we both really like it.
500. I told you. Yes, we both watch it. We're both keeping up with it weekly. 500,000 subscribers. We do Mud Wrestling. Agatha, all along, you liked it as much as I did. You know what, though? At least we could both agree that it was the best show that Disney Marvel has came out with in a while.
Yeah. Which one?
Agatha, all along.
I just replaced that sentence with something else. So, no, it's not the best. The best show has been Loki. Okay, so don't.
I said in a while. In a while, they've been laying poops everywhere.
It's been better than for sure Secret Invasion. I do. You know what? You brought me back Secret Invasion. So
Secret Invasion is trash. I agree. Go Cavs.
Oh, Jason.
I agree.
What about how are the Blazers doing?
Yeah, Blazers are not going to be good for a couple years. Yeah, they. They're not going to be good for a little bit. I don't know how they're doing on the standings, honestly, but they're just not there. That's okay. You don't need them.
Go Barcelona.
Visca Barça.
I think, especially you need to see a Barcelona game in the home stadium.
It's on my bucket list, a classical match. The thing is, right now, the Camp Nou is under construction and is going to be under construction for a couple years. I think they want to open for next season. I think so. I'm not in a rush because I don't want to. I don't want to rush that. Well, then I can't watch it at the Camp Nou. Like the stadium where they're at, it looks small enough right now where I feel like you could get a good seat almost anywhere. But I want to go to the Camp Nou.
Oh, Jason, imagine. I think I want to go with you because then I could just imagine this. All right, just imagine this. We go to the match, right? Mm. You know, usually people were there like,
Hey, puta. Oh, no, wait, they don't talk like that. Mm-hmm. They talk more like, coño.
Okay.
Coño. Perfect. Wait, that's Cuban. That's actually Cuban, so they don't even say it. Anyways, and then we start drinking a couple beers. Because why not?
Why not?
Yeah, snacking. I'm pretty sure they had good food. I don't know if they had
the stadium. I don't know.
They might have a lot of pork, Jason. You have to get some pork over there.
I'm not gonna live there.
Yeah, but you have to eat a little. You have to eat pork. You know that.
I probably won't.
Jason, it's Spain. It's like pork is in. It's like chicken. Okay. All right. We'll move on. All right, you're sitting down. You could drink a beers, and then you see one of your teammates or your players just score, and they're like, ah, and then they do the chowdy. What's the Barcelona?
Da, da, na. It's in Catalonian, so I don't know the lyrics.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You have to learn it though by that time because you will.
I plan to learn it so I can sing along with it because I do it in my bedroom when they. You know, they're walking out.
And then they're doing it.
I'm like, na na na. Barça, Barça, Barça.
There we go. Okay, you're there, and then you see your buddies like,
My buddies?
And then a new buddy that you made because he's just like saying, like, oh, ¿dónde vos eres? And I'm like, you tell them where you're from.
I'm going to tell them Guatemala because they don't like Americans.
Yeah. Say Guatemala.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, boom, you finish the game. They won. Everybody's happy. You're a little bit, a couple drinks in. They're like, vamos a ir a una barra. ¿Quieres venir? And then you go to a bar and you start drinking with them. And you start, and they start playing like the old highlights of the old Barcelona with Messi. Yeah. And you get more drunk.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And then you just wake up in the middle of the street.
What?
Yeah.
I don't want
You got really drunk, Jason. And then you woke up in the middle of the street, and you were just like, and then Diana was, where's Jason?
So I was about to say, I am most likely going to.
And Danny, weren't you with Jason?
Oh, okay. She didn't go to the game?
No, she didn't go to
the game. Oh, okay.
No. Okay. Something happened.
Oh, what happened?
She didn't go to, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
What happened to you? What happened to you? Why weren't you taking care of me?
I'll tell you what happened. So as soon as we started drinking a lot and we started shouting, I told him I don't like soccer that much. Yeah, Jason, it came out of me. Sorry. I said I like look,
American football. I like real football is what you told him.
I told him I like basketball a little bit, you know, it's fine. Like I like watching Call of Duty highlights. So they're like, ¿y qué puta estás hablando? You know? But I was like, no, it's fine. I got beers for all of you guys. So I used your credit card.
What?
Come on. Because you dropped your wallet at one point.
I don't drop my wallet, Danny.
But this time you did.
What?
Yeah, I know, Jason. Oh, you dropped your wallet at this point.
What is wrong with me?
And I thought that was my wallet. So I used your card.
You have a brown one?
Huh?
You have a brown wallet?
No, mine is black and red.
How'd you think it was yours?
Because I was drunk.
Oh, shit, dude. Okay,
So then, I used your wallet and it wasn't working for some reason because you didn't call, because you, this is the week before, you didn't call your bank that you're traveling
which
overseas.
Which card are you using?
I think
if you're using my Chase Sapphire, you're fine. You don't have to.
No, it was not that one.
It was my Wells Fargo Platinum card.
You didn't call your bank.
Oh no.
You didn't call your bank to say you were traveling.
International fees, dude.
Yes. No, but it was locked because they thought it was a fraud because, you know, they probably thought like, oh, why is it being charged over there in Spain?
Yeah.
At a bar.
Yeah. What's from the
Barcelona bar?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the Barcelona bar. So it got locked out. So I was like trying to pay and they couldn't pay it. Y las cervezas. And I'm like, no sé.
What about sangria?
No, I couldn't pay because I didn't have my wallet either.
Why didn't you use my Chase Sapphire?
Jason, I dropped your wallet again.
Oh.
I couldn't find it.
You're a potato.
Freaking out looking for the wallet, all right? I was looking at the wallet the whole time. Because that's where you have the ID to travel. Jason, we need to go back. We need the ID and the money.
And my passport.
My wallet, I dropped. I think I dropped it when I was sitting down and they made the second goal
of Real Madrid.
And I was going like that. And I was like, oh shit, we're shouting for the wrong person. I was shouting for Real Madrid, but I forgot that we were in the Barcelona
side. Yeah, you didn't lose your wallet. You got to pickpocket it after that.
You know, there's a lot. Maybe.
I would pickpocket you if I had the ability.
So then that's why I lost it. I was looking for the whatever, and I forgot about you. And you were just having, you were just crying. You were crying because when Messi won the first championship with Barcelona, and you're like, with the beautiful goals that he was making, and you were just seeing the beautiful plays that he would do with Puyol, you know, and you're in like, oh my God. With Guardiola, your favorite player.
He's really pulling out random names there.
Yeah,
Guardiola.
A little bit.
Guardiola, never mind. I would have been crying because I lost my cards, Danny.
Yeah.
That would make me cry, especially if I was already drunk.
I lost it too, so don't worry.
I would worry.
And your phone was dead. That's why they couldn't find
you. Oh, no.
Your phone was dead, so they couldn't find your yeah.
A lot of this does not sound like me, Danny. Number one, getting that drunk. I've never been that drunk. Like,
listen,
that's just crazy.
Listen to where you were.
I know.
Listen to where you were.
I know. It just sounds so unlike leaving somewhere without my portable charger if I'm international or without it being charged. That's just crazy. And then losing my stuff. Like, this is a sort of thing that gives me anxiety. All those little things, Danny.
Oh, no, no.
And that's that went crazy.
Away. Yeah. That went away when you start shouting the Barca song.
Barca.
And you try,
Barca.
Yeah.
And then I had my wallet in my hand.
Barca. Yeah.
Because I was paying for the other beers with the money. That's why it was in my wallet. Then the song came on. I had to sing along. Shit, I do remember that now.
But it was a great time. You'll remember that.
I remember the great time, but I don't know why I had a great time. I can't wait to go to Barcelona. That wraps it up for over here, for us over here. Yeah. I saw you look at the time. That wraps it up for us. Don't forget, everybody, once we hit 500,000 subscribers, we will mud wrestle. Don't forget about all the other stuff that I'm now forgetting. I think it was 10,000. I think it was 10,000 I said I would pierce on here.
I think it was 10,000, Jason. It wasn't,
I think it was 10,000. And I want to also say, if I do pierce my ear, I'm probably not going to keep it open. I just want you all to know that. Okay?
Why?
Because I would have to get to 1 million to wear a piercing for a year. 1 million subscribers, I'll keep a piercing on for a year. Thank you all for listening. Sorry we were out of town for a little bit. We weren't out of town. We were in town, but out of the internet, we were off of the webs. It was just a lot of stuff happening in life, and the political landscape has really affected us in many different aspects. And
really,
Danny.
Oh yeah. Well, man, yeah.
It's really hurt us, and life has just happened. So we do apologize, but welcome to this Saturday morning. I'm sorry, I've lost it. We've been out of the game. What do I mean welcome? We're finishing up. I have a frost advisory on my computer.
Oh, damn.
Whatever that means. Sorry, I'm going to wrap it up earlier. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for watching. If you're here live on youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, appreciate you. We appreciate you. We had a lot of chat on the chat, live chat today, and I appreciate that. That was fun. As you all know, I like the engagement. I like talking to you all when you're in there. You guys are sometimes funnier than us, most of the time funnier than us. So thank you. And thank you no horoscope? Hi, Christian. He needs his horoscope.
I was going to start saying one of my favorite, wise things, about
and life. Before we get out of here... thank you all who are listening, driving home, just listening in your office, on anywhere you listen to podcasts, look for us, Sunday Morning Tangents. Give us that 5 stars. Give us a thumbs up. Give us whatever you want that is going to be positive towards us. But before we leave, here is Danny's Wise Corner.
If when you see a banana, it's a banana. But when you see a banana, is it still a banana?
Something to ponder on this lovely Saturday morning leading into a Sunday morning, because that has been Danny. I have been Jason. That was Danny's wisdom. That was Danny's Wise Corner. I got to workshop that. I'm going to work Danny's Wise Window. The window. Wise Window with Danny.
That sounds better.
Wise Window with Danny. If you see a banana and you see a banana, was this still a banana? Thank you all so much for listening and watching and staying tuned. Mm-hmm. Christian, you'll get your horoscope next week. That is a promise I am making to you. I'm looking you deep in your eyes. Your beautiful, beautiful green, blue eyes.
Wait.
With a tint of gray. And a little bit of purple in your left eye. So lovely. Next week, you will get your horoscopes. Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching. YouTube.com/@Sunday Morning Tangents. Like, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications when we go live. Thank you. Good night. Good morning. That's been Danny. I've been Jason. We have been a couple of... Shit. This has been Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan...
Dance.
Fuck that up.